Hello and welcome back to Family Trivia with Dad and Lad, the podcast that brings families together for fun, laughter, and a whole lot of learning. Whether you're in the car, or at the dinner table, or just hanging out, we've got 15 trivia questions lined up that are going to test your brain and a little bit of your competitive side. I'm Dad, my name's Evan, and as always, I'm joined by...
me, Emmett, the lad.
We're going to start our show today with our fan question of the week. This week's question comes from listener Cooper, who logged on to speakpipe.com/dadladtrivia, and he left us this question. So here we go.
I'm Cooper Borowitz, and this is my trivia question for Dad and Lad. Also known as Mr. Irrelevant, what number is the last pick in the NFL draft?
Ooh, Mr. Irrelevant is what number in the draft?
Which draft?
All right, so I had a feeling this question was going to come up. And so let's answer Cooper's question for this year's draft.
257.
All right, 257. So we know that Mr. Irrelevant is the last pick, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And why is it different every year? Do you remember?
Because there's contemporary pick.
Okay, that's a good guess. It is compensatory pick.
Compensatory
pick. Yeah, and what that does is compensatory picks, they pay back football teams who maybe lost free agents and things in the off season, so they get extra picks to make up for those people. But the lad thinks that it's 257 this year, so let's take a listen. Here we go. Let's hear it from Cooper. What is the answer?
The answer for that is number 257.
Got it.
There it is. Sweet. Yes, number 257. Thank you so much, Cooper, for that question. And thank you to everybody who is logging on to speakpipe.com/dadladtrivia and leaving us questions. These are awesome to work into, and we love including them.
Thanks, Cooper.
Now we're going to move on to this week's topic. These questions are going to be on the topic of U.S. states. I think the lad's going to be excited about this one. Big geography guy, right?
Yep.
And history and all of those things. He loves all that stuff. So I think you're going to enjoy these, buddy. Here we go. 15 questions all about U.S. states. The first five questions we call the Trivia Tots round, and these are our easiest questions. So they're only going to get difficult from here. So here we go. Question one. What state is home to the Grand Canyon?
Arizona.
Arizona is correct. Very good. Now, it's bordering a couple of other states. Do you know the other states?
New Mexico.
So the Grand Canyon is close to Utah and also Nevada. Those are the other two states that are kind of close to the Grand Canyon.
Oh.
Yep. So a little bit further north, I think, than where you were thinking. But yeah. Question two. Which U.S. state is shaped like a boot and is famous for jazz music and Mardi Gras?
Louisiana.
Louisiana is correct. We haven't been to Louisiana yet. It's on my list of places to go. How about you? Would you like to go to Louisiana?
Yes, I would go to a Saints game and watch them lose gracefully.
Yeah, that would be fun. New Orleans would be a great place to visit. I think that's definitely on the bucket list. We'll get there sometime, but all right, question three. What state is known as the Sunshine State?
California.
California is a great guess, and it makes sense. But is incorrect. What would be your second guess?
Florida.
Yes. Florida is the Sunshine State. They both get sunshine, California and Florida. It makes sense. You've been to Florida numerous times now. You got some family that have a house there, and you've been to Disney.
I've been there like two times.
Yeah. So we've spent some time in Florida. We always enjoy Florida. Question four. Which U.S. state is farthest north and is famous for its glaciers and wildlife?
Alaska.
Alaska is correct. Anybody you want to give a shout out to in Alaska?
Aunt Shannon.
Hey, Aunt Shannon. Yep, we have the lads. Aunt Shannon lives up in Alaska, and she's a teacher up there, and she does an awesome job. So I'm sure she'll probably listen to this at some point. So big shout out to Aunt Shannon. That's also on the bucket list. I haven't been to Alaska. Definitely some place that we're going to want to get to. Maybe we should take an Alaskan cruise. Does that sound like fun?
Oh, yeah.
That would be really cool. I'd enjoy that. All right, and question number 5. What state has a capital city named Austin?
Texas.
Texas is correct. Never been there either. I've got a good buddy who lives in Austin, Texas. I got to go visit him. That's going to be, there's also a really big music festival that happens. Oh, there's tons of stuff that happens in Austin.
Wait, who's in Austin?
My friend Ross.
Oh, Ross.
Yeah, my friend Ross lives in there. So we'll have to go visit him sometime too.
Where does Farva live?
Farva lives in Minnesota.
Most of your friends live in Minnesota?
Yeah, I do.
And in the Wisconsin area.
Yep, you're right. And that's going to do it for the Trivia Tot round. Emmett's doing great. Hopefully you at home are doing as well. But now the questions are about to get a little more difficult. The next 5 questions we call...
Mind movers.
The mind movers. Very good. Question 6. What 2 U.S. states are not connected to the rest of the country by land?
Hawaii and Alaska.
Hawaii and Alaska are correct. Yes, they are not part of the 48 states that are all connected closely by land. There's a little bit of separation between those. Question 7. What state is known as the land of 10,000 lakes?
I forgot.
Take a stab. Just take a guess.
No, I forgot the question.
Oh, you forgot the question? What state is known as the land of 10,000 lakes?
Utah?
Well, it says right on the license plates when you drive next to a car from the state of Minnesota. Minnesota is the land of 10,000 lakes. But you want to know what's funny? They advertise being the land of 10,000 lakes. But Wisconsin, where we live, has over 15,000 lakes. So maybe we should be Wisconsin, land of 15,000 lakes.
Or America's Dairyland, which has a better ring to it.
Sure, absolutely. Question 8. Which U.S. state has the fewest people?
Indiana.
Indiana is incorrect. The state we're looking for is Wyoming.
Oh, yeah. Wyoming has more cows than people.
Yeah, that's true. We've been to Wyoming. It's very pretty in Wyoming. There's a lot of amazing geological variety in Wyoming. There's different areas that are really neat, but not a lot of people. Definitely not a lot of people. Question 9. What U.S. state is famous for its potato production and has a license plate that reads Famous Potatoes?
Idaho.
Idaho is correct. And thank goodness for Idaho, because potatoes are
delicious.
Are amazing. One of the biggest parts of our diet, I think. We love potatoes here at the Dad and Lad House.
There's a quote in the Minecraft movie. Yep.
Here we go.
Minecraft movie. Well, there's actually two.
Mm-hmm.
One is the kid makes a jetpack, and it goes wrong because the bullies cut a wire in it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it runs into the giant potato chip factory. And then it's like the mascot of it. And there's a big giant statue on top of the factory. And then it gets knocked down into the river. And everyone's like, chugging, no!
It was a pretty funny part of the movie.
And then there's also Jason Momoa when they enter the Minecraft world. He says, guys, I don't think we're in Idaho anymore. We're in Wyoming.
We're in Wyoming. That was also pretty funny. And finally, question 10. Which U.S. state borders both the Atlantic Ocean and Canada and is famous for lobster?
Washington State?
Washington State is on the opposite side of the country that we're looking for.
Oh, it's Maine.
And you just redeemed yourself. Yes, the correct answer is Maine. Very good. And one of my favorite things about Maine is the lobster. Now, we've never been to Maine, but I've eaten Maine lobster. Now, you had a lobster roll with me, didn't you?
Don't know.
When did you have one when we went out to D.C.?
Where?
When we stayed in D.C. at our hotel, wasn't there a lobster roll restaurant nearby?
That was the Boardwalk, right?
Yeah, I think so. There was a
lot. I had mac and cheese.
You had mac and cheese. That doesn't surprise me. But no, the dad is a sucker for lobster rolls. I love them, love them, love them. So thank goodness for Maine.
Same with egg rolls.
It's true. And that's going to do it for the Mind Move Around. Emmett's doing fantastic. Hopefully you at home are doing well as well. But now, folks, things are going to get difficult. I have to warn you. We got to really batten down the hatches for this one because these questions are tough, man. The mom wrote some real serious brain busters on this one. So double knot your shoes, get your boots on, two pairs of socks, because these questions are the hardest we have to offer, the brain busters. So here we go. Question 11. What U.S. state is known as America's Dairyland and is famous for its cheese production?
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin is correct.
I've done it again.
He did it again, folks. Yeah, if you listened earlier in the question about which one was it? It was the one.
The Land of 10,000 Lakes.
Yeah, it was the Land of 10,000 Lakes. Yep, that was the one. He mentioned America's Dairyland right there on the license plate. But yes, we are known for our cheese. We are known for being America's Dairyland. We're known for having the best football team on the planet. And the best
Not
podcast.
True.
And the best family trivia podcast on the planet
That's
as well.
That's true.
Question 12. Which U.S. state was an independent country before joining the U.S. in 1845?
Texas.
Texas. Is correct.
Yes, let's go.
Yeah. And there's a lot of times where Texas actually threatens to what's called secede from the Union, meaning they want to break off from the United States and make their own country again. They do that all the time. Like it's like I feel like it's like every time we get like a new administration or a new president, Texas decides that they want to leave the Union again. It happens all the time. It's kind of funny.
It never happens.
Nope, never does. Question 13. Which state declared independence from British rule on May 4th, 1776, 2 months before the Declaration of Independence?
New York.
New York. Great guess.
It's Massachusetts.
Incorrect. The answer is Rhode Island.
What?
Rhode Island was the state that declared independence from British rule on May 4th, 1776.
Rhode Bonus. Island is basically useless.
Question 14. Which state's nickname is the Show Me State?
Show me state. Don't know.
The show me state is the state of Missouri. They call it the show me state, and I think it's actually also on the license plates as well.
Well, I've never seen a Missouri license plate.
It might be, though. I'm guessing on that. I thought it was, but it might not be. But the reason why it's called the Show Me State is it kind of talks about the state's reputation for being a little skeptical and very practical, where meaning like instead of just jumping into something, the people want concrete evidence before they believe things. And generally that's like the Missouri way of going about things is they want evidence.
Especially with the Kansas City Chiefs. Everyone wants evidence except them.
Evidence that that they're paying the refs?
Yes, for bad calls.
Yep, and they're saying, hey, show me. Show me where we're paying the refs. That's what they say. All right, and question 15. Which U.S. state is home to many Native American Pueblo communities and is known for its adobe buildings and desert landscapes?
New Mexico.
New Mexico is correct. Now, we haven't been to New Mexico yet. I don't think you've gone with mom. Nope, and I've never been there. So that's definitely on the list as well. So definitely put it on there. And that is a wrap on our U.S. states episode. We hope you had a good time and maybe learned something a little new about one of the states in our union. If you've got a fan question, you can send it our way over at speakpipe.com/dadladtrivia. We would love for you to submit those. You can follow us on Facebook and on Instagram at dadladtrivia. And don't forget to rate and share the show with other curious families just like yours, wherever you're listening. All right, lad. Any last words on U.S. state trivia?
I learned a lot.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't expect to get that much wrong.
You were close on a lot of them.
Yeah.
You were on the right track, but yeah, that's good. Yeah, you did a really good job. All right, folks, and thank you again for tuning in each and every week for the trivia. We really appreciate it, and we wouldn't be able to do it without you. We hope you have a great rest of your week, and we'll see you later.
Alligators.